The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
If the Congress would not agree to that request, it'd be a pretty devastating message it would send to the world.
Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, says, yeah, we got to pony up. We got to step here and step strong and hard when it comes to ISIS. This is a crisis of epic proportions, or could be. What do you say, America? And that's where we start here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, it is the topic of conversation in and around Washington, D.C., but it should be in your neighborhood, too, for a couple of different reasons. Yes, we're all horrified by the beheadings of the two American journalists. Barbaric, sickening, unnecessary, wrong. Horrible to see that pumped out all over the internet again and again and again and again for people to see. How awful for those families. And then the Brit who was executed, by a Brit no less, which has enraged the Prime Minister, David Cameron, but so many of the recruits are coming from England. Not just England, but the United States and other Western countries, which in itself is unbelievable to me. Yeah, let me carry this U.S. passport, put it in my back pocket. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm going to get over there and I'm going to wear black. I'm going to march in the streets. I'm going to cut off women's heads and I'm going to make some noise, be here with ISIS, and do whatever I can to help the cause. We don't want to let them back into the country, do we? No. So here's the thing. What this issue has exploded, and it is something that affects you and affects me because we're paying for it if we want to go to that lowest level on the ladder of why we care. Wednesday, the House votes on whether to fund the $500 million. So it's million, not billion, by the way. $500 million. Will the vote be to fund it, or will it be a thumbs down? There are some Democrats who say, nah, we're not going to go there. We're not going to do it. Sorry. Joe Manchin was one of them. He said, no, I'd rather shut down the government. If I have to shut down the government, I'm not going to stick that in there. I'm not going to vote for that. And he's not the only one. I think once it comes to the vote, it does pass. I think it does. But boy, isn't it interesting that the conversation is even on the Democratic side that, yeah, I'm not so sure about that. So why would we be in limbo when it comes to $500 million, when we've spent billions in Iraq? Is it just a lot of theater because we have the midterm elections coming up and some people are furious about the idea of it, depending on the constituents? Or are the Democrats hitting the panic button for another reason? I say the reason they're hitting that panic button is because of the midterm elections, and we could go through and pick them out, and I guarantee it's a few of them that are there on the cut line that might not be reelected. So this issue is on the front burner, like it or not, because of the Americans, because of the fact there's more people who have been kidnapped and who are missing and believed to be in these similar situations, so we could see more of it, because we've already had these targeted strikes, and what have these targeted strikes done? But there are some questions that should be asked, including, all right, so we say okay to the $500 million. We smash this into the budget and we say okay. And then that $500 million is just, by the way, a drop in the bucket, but not all that we're spending. But okay, we're part of the coalition. It goes into it. What is the strategy? How do we know when we're done? When is this finished? Is this a cake that is never baked? Are we never done with this? You could answer, well, we have to protect ourselves from terroristic threats, and we're on the list. I mean, we're being threatened. We have to have an end game here. What's the timetable? What's the real strategy? We're taking our chance on the Syrian rebels. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Where does your allegiance go? I don't like that strategy. I think it shouldn't have gone in that direction in the first place. I mean, first, there's this line in the sand over Assad last year, chemical weapons, and the annihilation of so many people. And then, oh yeah, we're going to destroy that gas, don't worry. We'll amass those weapons, yeah. And that hasn't really come to fruition, in small piles perhaps. So we got a couple of problems going on in the Middle East, needless to say. It's the quicksand that we're always a part of. But we can't ignore. Ignoring the situation makes it that much worse. So I think with 7 weeks to go, some of the Democrats who have fallen off and backed away from the president did that because they're worried about the Republican challenger going against them in whatever particular election it is, and that's why they're taking a stand about the funding and the money and all of that. Chuck Hagel says, you don't fund, it's devastating. You don't fund, will you put us in a weak position? I mean, we're already in a weak position. Let's face it. Especially if you break this down hour by hour, how much is being spent. You know, we have all these polls that come out. And the one of the ones I like the best is Real Clear Politics, because they do the average of all the polls. So forget about, oh, that slants to the right, and oh, that poll slants to the left. The Real Clear Politics average show right now that the president's job approval is 41.3%. This is an average. Disapprove, 54.2%. Direction of the country, right direction, 26.4%. 4%, wrong track, 65.1%. Generic congressional ballot. I love this. In the Real Clear Politics, the average Democrats, 42.7%. Republicans, 45.7%. 45.7. It'll be interesting to watch. This is a midterm, I think, from the point of view of looking at the balance of power and where things could shift and what happens in the Senate, especially, is one to keep an eye on. Will there be a heavy voter turnout? I don't think so. And that's a disappointment, because if you could make a difference somewhere, you could do it locally. You can do it with your state representatives. You can do it with the people who represent you in the halls of Congress. Hang through, setting up the menu for this hour next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Get past the beef, get past the hip, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on the good book. Get on the good book. Get on the good book. The good book. Run down the good, let's go. Say, ow, ow. Bust over, beat my nose, let's get your mouth.
Tonight, Dr. David Hochberg stops by. He did a bunch of research on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and tells us what the results are. You know, it's still about the premiums, and more than the premiums, too, a lot of it is about what you have to pay out of pocket. Because isn't that always the way? I mean, how much emergency money do you have on hand? I have some friends who have their own companies, and they have the Affordable Care Act. I mean, they're in the middle there. They're in the hopper, and they're healthy, but they say that it's true. And these are two of these are Democrats, two are Republicans, and one's independent. So I actually have a few. And I did a little poll among them. Actually, we're all having dinner. So in going around, it's interesting to really have a lot of different perspectives on it if you from a political point of view. And pretty much all were in agreement that they weren't happy, but the Democrats said, well, you know what, the idea was jam it through, fix it, and then it's going to come out okay, and so if we have to weather through it, it's going to all shake out. the Republicans definitely didn't feel that way, and the independent guy was on the fence, saying he'd wait and see, but that absolutely was like having catastrophic insurance because the deductible was so high that he'd have to empty out one of his accounts to pay for it should he be in that situation, and didn't like being in that situation. And now you got 4 million fewer uninsured after Obamacare, for what that's worth. So there are some people that have problems with it. And remember, the whole penalty phase hasn't kicked in, that, okay, if you don't have insurance, we're going to fine you when it comes to filing your taxes. But the number of uninsured plummets in 2014. So some got that coverage in the subsidies and had the confidence, and then others didn't have the confidence. And I guess it depends on where you were and what kind of insurance we're talking about. Wouldn't it be good just to have good health care? Wouldn't it be great to not even have this discussion? I mean, that's a utopian, crazy unicorns can fly, and I saw them in my backyard thought. But, you know, can't we at least, for goodness sake, get some good health care? And there's some good doctors, too. So, you know, the whole thing is a nightmare, and I still say you erase those state lines. It goes to the insurance. It's health. It's not health care. It's health insurance is what it is. Health insurance. So, of course, the uninsured rates of the people in poverty and near poverty really, really decline because now they've got subsidies and they're getting the coverage. So that's what made the huge difference. They've got the coverage that they didn't have before. Ebola. There's a senator today that said Ebola is as serious as ISIS. Is Ebola as serious as ISIS? 1 in 4 Americans are concerned about getting Ebola. I'll tell you what, after reading about what it was like, I would pray that nobody in my life, including myself, ever has a scrape with Ebola, because who knows if you come out of it or not. By the way, the senator was Senator Lamar Alexander, who warned that the deadly Ebola outbreak has to be taken very seriously, that it's a deadly explosive epidemic in modern times. Nearly 5,000 people around the world have been infected with the virus. Almost 2,500, according to the World Health Organization, have died. So why would Alexander be talking about Ebola? Why would he be trying to compare it to ISIS? It's because we're setting up a central command center in Monrovia in Liberia, and we're sending 3,000 military personnel to Western Africa to do something about the epidemic, to address it. In other words, handout kits, that kind of stuff. The Defense Department, I think, shocked everyone when this came out, is setting up centers to treat 1,700 people each. And in addition to that, the president's going to ask Congress for an additional $88 million to help pay for the plan. All right, on that note, quickly, we're going to do an abbreviated form of the mailbag. Let's go and check the mail. Bum-ba-da-da. All right, that's my way to go to the mailbag this time around. This one from Michael, who says, Kate, Ebola. 3,000 military personnel on the ground to deal with this? Wow. I think there's something that we don't know. They're also asking for money, talking about maybe $700 million. Even Mitch McConnell, who doesn't agree with the president, ever agreed with it. What do they know that we don't know? Well, that is a very dangerous, dangerous thing that we don't want. And in fact, the thing that could be scary is they're saying now that the virus could mutate and could be transmitted just by a cough or a sneeze. Remember I said on this show, and we had a couple of doctors on, the thing that we didn't want to happen, or the thing that we didn't have to worry about, is wasn't transmitted in the air. So you didn't have to worry about that. Well, now if we're talking about you can get it from a cough or a sneeze, that's why we have 3,000 people in Monrovia handling this. Because they got to do sweeps. They got to do something to stop this. Otherwise, yes, with the way travel is, how quickly it could spread anywhere that somebody comes in contact with somebody. Oh, think of being in close quarters next to people on planes and what circulates on planes. And that truly would be ground zero for this. There was like a movie they did about it. I can't remember what it was called. Kate Winslet was in it. It would be, just picture that as Ebola, if that's the way they can carry it out. Crazy. All right, here's another one from Jake listening to us in Austin, who says, I am so over Ray Rice. He needs to get over himself. You predicted it. The Players Union is filing an appeal. But of course they are, because the commissioner messed this one up. First they penalize him, give him the 2 games, penalize him financially a little bit, and then say you're done for the season, that you're indefinitely suspended. So naturally a lawyer is going to take on that case and take up that whole appeal process, because this is like sentencing him twice. They made the mistake, but because they made the mistake, too bad, so sad. Not that I agree with what happened with Rice. It's appalling, and he shouldn't be in a Ravens uniform, but those dummies screwed up. And so here we go with the appeal. What do you think happens? Oh, well, in this process, anything can happen. He can apply for reinstatement next August if he doesn't win the appeal. He gets a chance to try out for a new team. But, you know, then he'd have to convince the commissioner. And what new team is touching Ray Rice? What new team is doing that? They're not going to. Especially now that everything's been ramped up conversation-wise about domestic violence. That's not happening. It's interesting, too, because we have this from Lynn, who says, Kate, listen to the show a lot. I actually like football a little bit. I wouldn't say I'm a super fan, but I do root for the 49ers living in the Bay Area. It's strange what's now happened, first with Rice and then this situation with Adrian Peterson and his child, and the fact that they're starting to lose, the brands are starting to lose confidence in the NFL. That's not good for the league, I'm certain. So there may be a chance that we won't even see Adrian Peterson on the field. He was supposed to be back this week. Well, yeah, I'd say there is a, you know, now he's got felony. He had to turn himself in, if you remember, on those felony charges of child abuse. Then he's on bail. The team first says he's not playing. He didn't the last week, and now they're saying he's playing this week. But now there's some fallout from the fans. There's fallout from advertisers. Probably a good chance that if he plays this week, he doesn't play next. He might not even play this week. They may change their mind, the Vikings. I guarantee they're meeting on it every single day. Dr. Hoberg next.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The conversation is about Obamacare, and I'm sure many of you are thinking about what's happening here, the subsidies that's falling off by the wayside. They say they're going to take a microscope and look at this time around, which didn't happen the last time around and would affect a lot of people. And also there's other people that are saying, wow, this wasn't effective for me, and I've got to find another way. We've had him on several times to talk about it. Obamacare expert Dr. David Hochberg, healthcare analyst with the National Center for Public Policy Research, joins us now as he's in our virtual green room. And Doc, don't you love that? I'm just picturing what you're doing right now. So
No, you don't have to picture. I'm just sitting here on the couch with my talking points in front of me.
There you go. That's perfect. So what's the deal? So of course the message from the president and all his supporters are that this plan, that if we didn't have this plan, our health care was crappy. It was substandard. It was below par. It wasn't working. And, wow, now we have affordable health care. It's a whole different ballgame. But that's not what a lot of people are saying, right?
Well, it's certainly not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Obamacare has reduced the quality of health health insurance, particularly on the individual market. I'm sure everyone remembers in, you know, late last year when millions of people were losing their health insurance. One of the excuses that Obamacare supporters put out was that this insurance that they were losing was of poor quality. Obama, the president himself, you know, said that the policies were substandard. I'll give you another example. Ed Schultz of MSNBC called those the policies that people were losing. He called them crappy, and he said that only because, as he said, he couldn't use the S word on TV. But I've got a new study out at the National Center for Public Policy Research. It's at our website, which is www.nationalcenter, which basically looks at those claims and examines whether or not they're true. And basically what I did is I looked at 10 major cities in the U.S. and the individual health insurance markets there, compared what was available through the individual market there in 2013 with what was available on the Obamacare exchanges for basically two groups of people, 27-year-old single people and a 57-year-old couple. And I looked at two dimensions of quality. The first was out-of-pocket costs, which are things like, you know, your deductible, your maximum out-of-pocket expenses. And then the provider networks, you know, the providers, the network of doctors and hospitals and other healthcare providers that are covered by a healthcare plan. And what I found is that on both in both these aspects of quality, the what was out there in the individual market in 2013 was in fact considerably better in terms of quality than what are on the Obamacare exchanges.
And you know, here's the thing: it goes back to, like you said, the quality, and you dig in deeper and you compare it. So really, all the way around, as you're looking at different demographics, who are the real winners here? Are there any winners that you could pull out of this?
Well, I mean, in any major sort of social program, I mean, there's always you can always find winners if you look hard enough. I mean, anyone who couldn't get insurance and is now able to get it on the exchanges, sure, they're winners. You know, people who perhaps got subsidized on the exchanges and are now paying, in fact, a lower premium. You know, whether or not they're getting better insurance, I don't know. But if they don't care so much about the quality insurance of insurance, but care about getting a lower premium, sure, they're a winner. But there were many, many people who lost insurance and went on the exchanges. And one of the things they found was that the deductibles, the cost sharing was, you know, just immensely high, and that's basically what my study found. For example, what I found is that for 27-year-olds, there was an average of 33 plans on the individual market in 2013 that had either had both lower premiums and lower cost sharing than the cheapest plans that are now available on the exchange. And there was an average of 10 such plans for a 57-year-old couple. So people who were faced with losing their insurance and then going on the exchanges, you know, when it comes to the aspect of quality of cost sharing, we're going to find a lot of plans that going on to the exchanges that were of much lower quality than what they had access to previously.
Yeah, I said for some, it seemed this way to me, that it was almost like hedging your bet that you had. It's kind of like catastrophic coverage because of the deductible and less that's more that's being paid out of your pocket. So, hey, okay, well, I have this insurance because this was my alternative. I got bumped out of my plan, my company dumped it, whatever, so I picked it up, and it's just if the worst catastrophe happens, that it wouldn't be terrible as far as that premium, even though It's ridiculous now at this point, and the deductible especially is ridiculous. I've heard a lot of people refer to it
Well, most of the lower-cost plans have a deductible of at least $6,000, you know, where you could, you know, and it was not hard to find plans on in the individual market that cost less and would have, you know, deductibles of $1,000 or $2,000. So, you know, yeah, I mean, the deductibles are very high in the exchanges, especially for the so-called lower cost plans, the catastrophic bronze plans, some of the silver ones, and so forth. And just very quickly, I mean, the other aspect I examined, the networks, what I basically looked at was how many HMO policies were there in the exchanges and the individual markets in 2013 versus PPO policies. Just very quickly, an HMO is a health maintenance organization. It's known as those types of plans are known as having very restrictive networks, as to where a PPO, it's a preferred provider organization. They tend to have broader networks. And basically what I found is the number of PPO plans declined on the exchanges. There were about 32 fewer on average for a 27-year-old PPO plans and 25 fewer for a 57-year-old couple. And, of course, the number of HMO plans increased by an average of 16 for both groups on the exchanges. Now, you've probably heard the pejorative term skinny network, which has been used to, you know, refer to the fact that, you know, some people had had trouble finding, you know, doctors who would take their exchange, the plans that they bought on the exchange. Well, you know, this research, you know, backs that up. You know, those stories were not just a couple of isolated people who were complaining. In fact, the data really does suggest that the networks on the exchanges are of much worse quality than what was out there in the individual markets in 2013.
And then what's your prediction for what happens now with everything that's we kicked in from last year? Now what, we're 2 months away from this re-enrollment thing, and there's already a lot of people saying, forget it, I've got to find something else. Do you think we're going to see a lot of people just bail on it and come up with an alternative?
Hard to say, because remember, a lot of people can still get a subsidy under the exchanges, and that is, you know, that's, you know, whenever you perceive you're getting something as free, you know, that induces people to put up with inferior quality. I mean, there's a couple things that you might see. In some exchanges, you're going to see some companies actually try to lower their rates because their premiums, because they didn't capture, you know, quote unquote market share, enough market share last year, and I guess they're going to go after even more, you know, more customers this year. But how they're going to lower those prices without that affecting the quality of the networks or the out-of-pocket costs, I just, you know, I can't imagine that. You know, well, I just can't imagine that it isn't going to affect that quality. And then, you know, there's been enough complaints about the networks that apparently it's, you know, slowly becoming a political issue. You've seen a few state insurance, department, I'm sorry, the heads of a couple of state insurance departments, you know, complain about the networks and say that they're going to look into doing something about it. In particular, the commissioner of the State Department of Insurance in Washington State, you know, said that he was going to try to do something to make the networks broader, but then laughingly said he didn't think that, you know, making the networks broader on the exchange plans would have any effect on cost, which led me to think that I guess one of the qualifications for that office is to have absolutely no understanding of economics. So we'll kind of see what happens, but I one of the things I think is going to happen is there's just going to be this increasing tension over, you know, trying to keep prices down, but at the same time trying to give people enough access to providers, and we'll see how that plays out.
Yep, it will be interesting as we roll into this next year of this. Great research. Thanks so much, Dr. Hugwerk. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The richest 2 days in horse racing hit Los Angeles in just over a month. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Breeders' Cup caps off the racing season with purses and awards worth $26 million. There are 3 ways to earn a spot in one of the races. The easiest way is to win a Breeders' Cup Challenge race. Another way is through points earned in major races for win, place, and show. And another way to be selected is by a panel of experts. 14 horses make it into each race, 7 selected by the panel, 7 through points and challenge wins. There are 13 races, including the Classic. Already, some of the contenders for that race include California Chrome, the horse that won the Derby and the Preakness, just 2 legs of the Triple Crown, narrowly missing the Belmont. There are still plenty of spots to be determined as the best will hit the track in Santa Anita on October 31st and November 1st. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
How lucky can one guy be?
I kissed her and
quick reminder here from all of us on America Tonight. Nail the Score. Coming up on our next show, the last segment of the second hour. And it's just, we keep it condensed, we roll through it fast. The computer picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. Just give us a guess. Who's ever up, whatever team it is, who you think's going to beat whom, and what the final score will be. It's that easy. Hey, speaking of nailing the score, the Nationals clinched the NL East, a huge, huge finish for them. So it's their second title in 3 years. They blanked the Braves. What a way to do that. 3-0. Expectations are pretty high. Now it's the hunt for October to keep it going for them. And not just the Nationals. The O's smacked the Jays 8-2. The O's win their first AL East crown since 1997. How about that? Matt, you and I are sports fans. You watch baseball. Pretty big for the O's because they looked good coming out of the gate, and they had a few bumpy series that they had to weather, but they came back into it. In fact, their record 91-60, so they got it done, and this could be their year.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, the NL or the AL East for years, it's just been dominated by either the Red Sox or the Yankees. Sometimes both teams going to the playoffs with one of them winning the wild card, and so strange not to have either of those teams fighting for the title. And it's I think it's good because, I mean, the last time I remember Baltimore even being in contention was when they had Alomar playing second base and Jerry Meyer stealing a home run from for the Yankees
97
there. So,
yeah.
So it's I think it's good to have new blood in there. It gets different fan bases entertained, and for me I got after 10 years of Yankees Red Sox, I'm ready for something different.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's funny you think about it, and in covering it pretty closely, actually, the Orioles led only by like 4 games in the beginning of August. Then they went on a wild tear, 27-11 run. That made the huge difference. That's why I said they had some rocky moments in the season, but they were able to pull it out. And the Nats have been good for a while, so they clinch it again. We'll see how far they go this time around. You know, the big news, though, with the whole baseball thing going on, it'll get hotter as we get to the playoffs. But now you've got the governor of the mothership, or Minnesota, the Minnesota governor, saying the Vikings should suspend Peterson. And I can only imagine that in Minnesota, this is all anyone's talking about, right?
It is. And to be honest with you, going on the, I don't know what this is now, but the second week and the second day in a row of nonstop talk, it's pretty annoying. I'll be honest with you. I'm getting bored with it. I'm inundated with it 24/7, and I'm waiting and hoping that something will happen so we can move on to regular football.
Yeah, Mark Dayton is saying, you know, forget about this. That this you got this new $1 billion stadium, and he was part of that whole fight for that. And now you had that groundbreaking in November, then you have this thing happen here. So there are a lot of people that are throwing snowballs, even though it's not snowing yet in Minneapolis, at the governor somewhat, certainly the team. There are sponsors that are dropping out, and we saw the big one that happened, the Radisson, the other day, although that was a big blunder. The Peterson story is just not, it's just not going away. It's not going away nationally. It's certainly, it's not going away locally, as Matt said, tired of hearing about the whole thing. And then it moves on. You know, it's interesting because with Peterson, everybody's trying to get the edge on, well, what about these whippings to Peterson? And of course, friends and family are saying, oh yeah, yeah, he definitely was whipped that way. Then you have Charles Barkley, who comes out and says, well, that's what he knows. That's what happened. I mean, yeah, that's what, there's a difference between whipping and child abuse. So now there's that whole secondary debate of corporal punishment and using a switch and all that kind of stuff that you're hearing all over the place. And what his friends and family in Texas are saying, that they did something with the USA Today, that he had a father who didn't have any limits on what he used to punish his son. So now they're saying, well, he was a victim of abuse. And so then this, you know, what they say about the victim of abuse and what happens to them. But it doesn't excuse what happened to the four-year-old or then all these other stories that are coming out. And in the meantime, in the middle of this, folks, it's like more than a sports story. You have a big deal where you have Anheuser-Busch, the official beer of the NFL, issuing a statement saying they're not happy over how the league is responding to their players being connected to incidents of domestic violence and child abuse. So now that's going to put you on edge. Then you have Visa, McDonald's, Campbell's Soup all saying the same thing. They're concerned about the league. That's not good for the commissioner, Roger Goodell, who seems to be protected by the owners, even though there are still people that are out there calling for him to resign. You know, if you look at, just take Anheuser-Busch, they put $200 million a year in rights fees and other advertising in the NFL. And they're in the fourth year of a six-year deal. Bud Light is the official beer of the league. And, of course, Bud Light is sold in the United States more than any other beer. I think it's over $5 billion, whatever it is. One out of every five beers is Bud Light, which, wow, who knew that? But anyway, the Anheuser-Busch saying that is not good for the NFL. They care about their sponsorships. They care about that. You had the Radisson thing that I mentioned. They said forget about it, so then they pulled out. Then you have all these other companies who are starting to issue statements about a Campbell Soup. They spent a ton of money on the NFL. They said they had spoken to the NFL about the Ray Rice video, and now they're looking at this Adrian Peterson thing. And also Procter & Gamble responded to a fake CoverGirl NFL ad that went viral on social media. The woman had a black eye. The company posted a statement saying domestic violence is completely unacceptable, and they said they encouraged the NFL to take swift action, and Pepsi now also. So you've got all these big sponsors. They spend $100 million a year. When it comes to the money, that's when things change. So the story of Peterson and the story of just even domestic violence in general in the NFL is far, far, far from over. I mean, this isn't something that, okay, here's the punishment, now we'll let the courts sort it out and see what happens in the process. They're in the middle of the process. And there is every angle that you can imagine being piled into this, with sponsors, with people who are victims of domestic violence, who are appalled, especially at the Ray Rice thing, and then the deal with Peterson and the family coming out and saying, well, that's what happened to him, and then what happened with the other child, and this four-year-old that he has to answer the questions for. So it's a nightmare for them. But the, you know what? You got to come out in front of it. And that's the problem, I think, that Goodell had starting back with the whole Ray Rice thing. Why wasn't it more than two games, especially if he knew what that video looked like? Because Rice said he told him what happened. Yikes. Any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read
scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.